And with that, we bring in Coach Ted Donato of the Harvard Crimson, capturing the ECAC championship in Lake Placid, New York, back in the NCAA tournament. Ted, welcome to Hockey on Campus. Great to have you back with us.
Great. Thanks, Bernie. Great to be with you today.
Well, the story of the Crimson has been rather a roller coaster ride somewhat this season, and largely due to who's been in and who's been out. It's a long college hockey season, and currently you're as healthy as you've been. I'm not going to say in a year, but in 2 years because of the addition of Colin Blackwell.
Yeah, it's been nice to have a much deeper and talented lineup once we've been able to get some guys healthy and back in the lineup.
You survived a quarterfinal series, really an epic battle, a grinding series with Yale. Just to address that a little bit, the road to Lake Placid was certainly not an easy one to be able to get through those three games down at the Whale in New Haven.
Yeah, it really was. You know, no one really got, you know, more than a goal away from each other for 11 periods of hockey. So it was a, you know, knock them out, knock down, drag them out series. And, you know, Yale pushed us to the brink, and we were able to escape out of there in double overtime on game three. So, you know, hats off to them. It was a great series, and I think really kind of hardened our group and made us a little bit more tournament tough heading into the ECAC Final Four weekend.
The challenge in the semifinal team, just 8 miles down the road from Yale. They reside in Hamden, Connecticut. Quinnipiac, you split two during the regular season, and they were your opponent in the semifinal, and Crimson were able to jump out and get a little distance and get ahead of the Quinnipiac club on Friday.
Yeah, we came out flying and were able to, you know, score and create a lot of chances early, and we were up 3-0, and, you know, I give Quinnipiac a lot of credit. They, you know, they really, you know, hung in there, came out in the second period, and, you know, made some plays, took advantage of a couple of mistakes we made, and, you know, we were able to, in the third, get some, you know, some insurance with the empty netters. But it was a hard-fought game, and Quinnipiac had a tremendous season being the league champ, regular season champ. So, you know, once again, you know, a lot of credit to Rand Pecknold and his staff for, you know, for being the top of our league in the regular season again.
Quinnipiac in the NCAA field, along with Yale, your opponent from the quarterfinal. On to the championship game, a veteran Colgate team, similar to yourself, Ted, that returned some players and got themselves healthier to make a run at the end. And that was another battle where you were able to get in front and manage to stave off the Raiders.
Yeah, I think Colgate's a very underrated team. They're a team that played in the ECAC championship game last year, so they made, you know, 2 years in a row they're in the championship game. Played in the NCAA tournament last year, won a tournament at Minnesota last year. So you know, we knew that they were a tough group, and they've been fighting, you know, some injuries throughout the year, but were as close to healthy as they had been in some time. So you know, it was a tough battle. Once again, we got out to a good start and played with the lead and, you know, and made them, you know, kind of chase from behind. So, you know, we were very fortunate to beat a very good Colgate team that I think, you know, was really starting to play some of their best hockey of the season.
Not to discount the return of Colin Blackwell after missing almost two seasons up front, but obviously welcoming back Pat McNally was just a huge boost for your overall decor.
Yeah, and I think just to have those two guys back, both of them actually played as freshmen, you know, for us when we played Union in the championship game, you know, of the ECAC. So just to have their experience, guys that have kind of been there before and, you know, and guys that really, I think, elevate their game, you know, at the biggest of moments, you know, it's one, their talent, two, their, you know, their character and attitude. I think, you know, those are two key players for us. And I think, you know, we're, you know, very important to the mindset of the team.
Steve Michalik has been a real iron man for you in goal, and his numbers have really been stellar of late.
Yeah, I mean, I think Steve, you know, was forced in the Yale series to, you know, to play in a lot of tight hockey and, to come away in the double overtime, played very well. And then this weekend, I think he just was very sharp, and I think he's really, playing his best hockey coming into the NCAA tournament.
And we would certainly be remiss if we didn't mention one of the Hobey Baker finalists, that Jimmy Vesey has just been a prolific offensive performer for you right now.
Yeah, he's just been off the charts, Bernie. He, I think he had 5 out of 6 winning goals out of our wins in the ECAC tournament, which is outstanding. And, night in, night out, people know that he's a, big part of our offense, and he just continues to deliver, with great production. He's a guy we use in all situations, whether we're up a goal or down a goal. He's killing penalties. He really has been outstanding this year, and is a huge part of why we're getting ready for an NCAA tournament game this weekend.
Next up, NCAA Midwest Regional for the Crimson, and the challenge of the Mavericks of UNO, another team that will more than likely try to play up tempo.
Yeah, I think Nebraska Omaha is plays in a league that put a lot of teams in the NCAA tournament. They've beaten some good teams. I had the fortune of playing for Dean Blaze, in the 92 Olympic Games. Actually, Dean Blaze and Keith Elaine from Yale were the two assistant coaches then. So, I have a lot of respect, for what both those guys have been able to accomplish, as coaches. And Dean's done it at North Dakota. He's done it now at Nebraska Omaha. We expect just a super competitive game with two teams, just going after each other, and high tempo, high skill, high speed. Should be a lot of fun.
Indeed, it should, Ted. And we want to wish you and the Crimson the best of luck. And thanks very much for joining us.
Well, great. Thanks for having me, Bernie.